Good evening, everybody. It's Monday at 6:30 on Planet FM 104.6, which means it's a third and full long show time. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT. How are you, Darren? You're a bit tired.
I am very tired. This house thing is like, I'm over.
You're over.
I'm ready to tap out. I want someone else to get in the ring and do something for me.
Just sell it. Move on.
Yeah, that's the way. That's the way to go.
But then,
just leave everything and just go. Sold a scene. Oh my! I was going to ask you what your long weekend was like.
It was good. It was good. I played the new James Bond game. It was fun.
Oh, on what format?
PS5.
Oh, are you a gamer?
I am. Yeah.
I had no idea. I didn't know you were a gamer.
We didn't have this discussion.
Well, we're probably not.
I've also been enjoying the new Lego Batman game that's been good that came out last week, though.
On PS5 again?
Yeah.
Is PS your go-to?
It's my normal system, yeah.
That's what normal people use, isn't it?
My sister uses PC. I personally don't.
Oh, there's loads of people into those gaming PCs now, aren't they? Aren't they like megabooks?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Don't you need like 12 litres of water to keep them cool or something like that?
Yeah, it does. The fan on it is quite loud.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like generating, like, isn't it feeding into the grid or something like that?
Oh, it's got real Tron.
It's like pulling in so much air that it's feeding into the grid.
My sister has not created Tron, but yeah, sure.
So, today we were both involved in you assisting me declutter my house.
Moving bookcases.
Publicly, thank you for doing that.
That is all right. It was fun.
It was, and we were very lucky. Because
the weather,
winter has struck. It's the first day of winter, happy winter.
Yep.
And this afternoon, it has wintered.
Yes.
Good Lord. Well, weather's certainly changed.
I know, it was lucky everyone pretty got done, like, by the time it hit.
And I ended up with a wet foot.
Yes, but you didn't get it in the rain, did you?
No, I didn't get it in the rain. Do you want to know how I got a wet foot?
Because you said it was a very interesting
when
story.
I pulled up, I was wearing ankle-length purple Peter Alexander slippers.
And I haven't seen them, and I'm quite disappointed.
Do you know what? I'll wear them to next week's show.
Thank you.
But and there's probably people who are listening going, could you back up the truck a minute? And like, why are you owning a purple ankle-length pair of Peter Alexander slippers?
I have
slippers?
No questions of your fashion you choices.
No?
I'm okay. Happy with those, yeah.
Thank you. What it was, I was in the garden, mm-hmm. and we had a bit of a argument, me and my wife, about...
What do you mean, me and you? And I was about
no,
what?
Not me and you, no. We don't argue. We vehemently disagree and debate. We're having a disagreement on which pot the cactus that's dying should go in. And she decided to change her mind, so I picked up the pot to go and wash it out after it was already clean. And I went to wash it out. And you know when you can't quite get into everything, you then kick it to a point where you can... But what happened is I kicked the pot to turn it over, but left... The hose pointed in the direction, and it went straight into the foot, straight into the shoe.
The shoe.
And when I pulled up, because you were in a different car tonight, because you, like one of these people, like these media stars, it's got eight cars or something like that.
Yes, my dead car in my driveway that my mechanic's going to look at on Friday.
Oh, is it the car dead or the tyre's dead?
No, the tyre is deflating slowly, but the actual car has something wrong
with it. What happened?
I don't know. The AA described it to me and I had no idea and I just went, okay.
Okay, we'll see you Friday. By the way, could you bring a new tyre?
I tried to tell it to the mechanic and they didn't understand what I was saying. And I said, I don't know what I'm saying either.
Yeah, no, me. Car not worky. Car not worky.
The battery's fine.
The door opens.
I am going to ask him for a new tyre as well.
You do the tyre thing. That stresses me out every week. When you said you were driving all the way to mine today, when I was in the van driving back, the only thing going through my head was like, oh, no, it's DT and that tyre. Oh, my God, I hope she doesn't go off on the country road. Oh, my God. I was so stressed then I got there, and then you get out this other car, and I'm like, oh.
My sister's Nana car.
There you go. Got it. Did the job today.
Yeah.
It did the job today.
I would say it's scarier to drive, though, because it's very light. So in wind, you kind of feel it move.
That was a bit like me in the van this afternoon coming back. It was like, ooh. I debuted in a new show this weekend.
Oh, yes, you did. Show.
At the Covert Theatre, of which I will be spending a large proportion of my life in June.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to come and boo and harass, that's where I'll be. But yes, very good. Theatre of the Absurd.
Oh, is that what the show is called?
No, that's what the genre is. It's Theatre of the Absurd.
I was pretty sure the show wasn't called that.
No, it's The Night Before, but it's Absurd Theatre. And it's the first time I was in it. I've been to one practice, so I was not feeling...
confident.
I was not feeling confident. But we got through.
Mm-hmm.
Even carrying my ass along the way as well.
Nice.
I felt that I could sneak that one in because after what we heard before this show...
Yes, that was...
Anyone that tuned in 10 minutes before this show, they'd be like, have DT and Darren gone gangster rap on us or something like that?
It was relatively interesting content.
It was interesting content on a Monday night.
Yeah.
Kids have learned some new phrases tonight.
Yes, and some new positions as well.
Well, like NFL positions.
Yes, of course. Like that's exactly what I meant.
Right. Should we do something?
Burger, food.
Burger. Oh, yes, let's
news.
Do the poll. I was so averagely posted late this week.
I can do this. There you go, food poll.
Oh, there we go. Well, thank you for the massive drum roll build-up.
I should probably get a food poll soundbite.
Not one of those where it sounds like somebody eating, though.
I was about to say, is it going to be one of the ones that sounds like someone's eating? But okay, I won't do that.
But this week... my very average, good God, no. My very average posting
the
late,
meat.
Meant to post on Friday, got to Saturday night after the show and went, oh, food poll. Yeah, need to post one of those. So this week, it was.
Your meat of choice.
Your meat of choice. Or, well, your burger of choice. Because you say meat of choice, you know who's going to be on the phone in about 2 minutes. Vegans, veggies. Crying about, like...
vegetarians.
It's not all about the meat.
You did have a veggie burger option in there.
I did.
Normally it's just a mushroom, isn't it? Isn't that what they normally do? You know, have you seen those, haven't you?
Plant-based.
No, there's what's it called? God, I can't eat it either. Impossible meat.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, yeah.
I just don't know why.
I can't eat it.
You've got to be so unhappy in this life, right, to be doing that. Actually, I got news for you.
Oh, God.
No, not about you. Okay. Not about me.
That's fine.
So my wife revealed that she works with someone who's been a long-time vegetarian. And apparently about 2 weeks ago, they had some bacon. And now they're like, I'm back on meat. And I'm like, just think of the 20 years of your life you've just wasted.
Because it takes quite a bit for your body to reacclimatise if you've been a vegetarian for a long time, because it's a lot of different types of protein.
Can you imagine just having eaten just spinach and cress for 20 years and now you've all of a sudden realised what you've wasted 20 years of your life?
To be fair, unlike you, I actually enjoy vegetables and eat lots of vegetarian meals because I find them quite enjoyable. Yes.
I want to talk to you about something.
About
now
vegetables.
We're on air, we can talk. No, this is about you.
This is about me and my vegetables.
No. Well, sort of.
Oh, God.
More so the disparaging remark today when you said that I ate like a college student.
You did. You ate for breakfast Red Bull and Pringles. It was a very student meal.
You're like...
But the fact was...
You eat like a college student. I was like, in my own home.
But the fact was, it wasn't like... It was the end of the Pringles can, so it was just like little crumbs of Pringles in a bowl that I don't know why you poured out.
That was... Well, I was trying to be like, you know, I'd be a good host. And when I looked in the Pringles can and poured them out, I didn't realise they would barely cover the bottom of the bowl. And then you very kindly went, oh, not for me, thank you. To which I just drank them.
I can't actually eat Pringles, so I don't mind.
So if we've got any students listening, tell me what your student breakfast is, because
ramen,
apparently ramen. Student breakfast is
Pringles
and Red Bull.
Or Monster, if you're into that.
And then if you're looking for some social media content, get on YouTube later this week, because then I broke my rule today of having two Red Bulls in one day.
You drink it quite fast as well.
I do, yes. So, should we go back to the burger?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Let's have a look at some comments.
Beef.
Corin was here as always.
Beef.
I'm glad that Hawaiian burger didn't feature. Pineapple on anything savoury is the devil's work.
But pineapple's not meat.
No, but I think a Hawaiian burger, though, it's got a pineapple in it, right?
I know, I feel like he didn't read the poll.
Yeah, but I think he's just sort of saying, like, pineapple on anything savoury.
Yeah, and I'm just saying maybe he didn't read the poll.
To which I replied, I've heard you have medical evidence of the benefits of pineapple juice.
Pineapple juice is actually a very tasty juice.
To which he went, hang on, this is a family show. Kira, nothing other than beef and chicken should touch a bun.
Ugh.
It's even got the ugh on the end of it.
What about lamb?
And then Matt in Melbourne was like, smash burger.
So beef?
Well, I'm assuming so. I'm going to have to go and look and see what he voted for now. So,
either chicken burger.
There were some other comments as well somewhere around here.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they? Give me 1 second while I try not to find the comments that aren't there.
It's about to start. Yes. Jingle.
I don't even know where. No, don't start the jingle. Let me get, because we've got to get the vote going first. This was a big vote. This was a big vote. Lots of vote.
Lots of votes.
Except if it was other, 1%.
What the hell
is
that?
But what is other? Like, what on earth would you have other than what was in there?
Dark.
Kangaroo? No burger for me, I'm an athlete. 3%. Of which one of them was Corin. To which I replied, athlete, Paralympian.
Isn't it the Paralympics at the moment?
It could be. 6% vegan or veggie. Whoever those people are. 6% venison.
That was me.
You and various others.
Oh, okay.
4% fish. Why? 8% lamb. Mm. 20% chicken. Runaway winner today.
Beef.
52. Fiddy. 52%.
Boof.
Boof.
It's a French.
Did you
thing.
Vote? It is a boof. Boof.
Boof.
What's chicken in French? I used to know that.
I'd know
is it
Spanish.
Not poulet, is it?
Pollo is Spanish.
And then lamb. Oh, I don't mind a bit of lamb. It's all right.
Oh, yeah. It was fine.
Which, what would you go for? I can't remember what you voted for. Did you go beef?
And venison.
And venison. Oh, God, venison.
I do have lamb, but I prefer venison.
Oh, venison.
That's good meat.
It may be, but it's just got that taste.
I don't know what that taste is, but
that taste of, like, wild boar type.
Not a wild man.
When I was in France, someone cooked us wild boar, and I was really unsure about it, so I went and checked it up on Google. And then it was like, oh, unless it's cooked really well, you can die and you can, like... And then I went around their house for dinner. I was, like, scared to death to eat anything. I had, like, the tiniest piece and just ate it, like, the tiniest piece to go, does that feel like I'm going to die if I eat more of this?
Oh, my God.
And I just kind of just, like... It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was
but good. I was terrified of it.
It was boar. Like,
Because he'd, like, cooked it for about 2 days as well.
Yeah. Because it's a very tough meat.
In this really tiny hamlet in France.
Well, because, you know, Asterix and Obelix, they always have boar.
Oh, no.
Because they're Gauls.
There's a bunch of people listening now going, what the hell is this show? Like, what is it?
Oh, should I maybe go to the next thing?
I reckon we should. Spoiler alert for this week's food poll. Pineapple juice might be on the list.
Da, da, da.
Da, da, da. So that's news time.
News time, yes.
Do you want to go college news first? Do you want to go NFL news first?
As I told you earlier, I'm leaving all college news this week to you because I tried to understand what was going on, then went, Darren's got this. So I'll start with college news and say, Derwin James gets 3-year extension, $75.6 million with the Chargers.
Yes, indeed.
Which is interesting because the rest of the safeties on that team are, they're fine, but yes. They're like... I would say it's a weaker position after James.
Yes. Yeah. So are you NFLing first?
I NFL'd first. I can't help you.
You can't. No, there's not many people that can help me. That's fine. You can raise my mental health issues on air. That's fine. Not many people can help me.
I know.
The highest paid players at every NFL position list was released this week.
Yes.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
You should.
Well, you were going to tell me now, I assume?
I am.
Who's the highest paid kicker? Is it Brandon Aubrey or is it the other guy?
No, I don't think it's Brandon Aubrey. It was some other guy.
Oh, okay.
Let me just go down to... Oh, I don't know if I've got kicker. I've got punter. I've got punter. I've only got half a story. Like, it says every position. Oh, kicker. There it is. Brandon Aubrey. Yes, $7 million.
Yep. Who's the punter then?
Jordan Stout of the Giants.
Yeah.
$4.1 million.
Followed Harbaugh.
Safety is Derwin James.
Yep.
25.
Just paid.
CB.
Cornerback.
Trent McDuffie of the Rams, yep, 31 mil. Fred Warner at linebacker, 21 mil.
What yeah, about outside linebacker?
It just says LB.
Okay.
DT, you? Wow, 31.75 million. What are we still doing here?
I don't know.
Why could you? How dare you tell me you can't afford to go to Melbourne and you're on 31.75 million? Edge, Will Anderson Jr., Chris Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Will Anderson Jr. of the Texans. Yep, Edge.
He's got paid.
50 mil.
He's good, though.
Center, Tyler Linderbaum.
Just got paid by the Raiders.
Raiders. 27 million.
Mm-hmm.
G.
Good.
Tyler Smith of them Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? About 24 mil.
The Tyler conspiracy. That was good. It was a good schedule release video.
OT.
Offensive tackle.
Laramie Tunsil.
Oh, really? With the 30. Commanders.
30.1 mil.
Damn Commanders.
I know. Tight end.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who do you think?
I want to say Trey McBride because he got paid recently, but I don't think it is.
George Kittle. 19.1 mil. Wide receiver. Oh, this is offense, you won't know. Jackson Smith and Jigba.
No,
42.
I was trying to think what his name
million.
Was. I was like that small guy out of Seattle, but I couldn't remember his
FB.
Name. Fullback.
Fullback.
Alec Ingold.
No.
Chargers.
Patrick Ricard.
Damn.
3.8.
With the Giants, right?
Yeah. 3.8. That's pretty average, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Running back.
Dun, dun, dun. Kenneth Walker or no?
Saquon.
Damn, really?
20.6.
Surprised.
Quarterback.
Oh. Who just got paid the most recently? Is it Josh Allen just got paid recently?
$60 million per year as the quarterback.
Is it our quarterback, Jared Goff?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it's neither of these teams that we're wearing tonight.
No, well, wouldn't
no.
be.
No. Dak Prescott.
Oh, yeah, he is, isn't he?
$60 mil.
I quite like the Cowboys this year.
Wow, there's some serious money floating around at the moment.
Yes,
so, yes, that was that.
Our money. 53-man roster deadline set for August 30th this year.
Mm.
Brought forward because of the game in Australia.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Political drama at the Giants.
Oh, God,
did you
yeah,
see this?
I can't even.
Did you see it?
I honestly...
You know me. You know I like the spice.
I knew you were going to bring it up. I thought you'd maybe bring up the fact that another Giants player has torn their Achilles.
Yeah, I did see that as well.
Sad.
Yes, it is sad. Abdul Carter. Hanging it out on Jackson Dart?
Yes, not pleased.
Not pleased
not
about
pleased
it.
Pleased with his political affairs.
No, not at all. And then San Francisco's plans may negate having the record for the most amount of miles travelled in a season.
Yeah, because they're going to stay in different places, aren't they?
They are going to, after, let me just wind this up, they are going to, instead of going straight to Mexico, like as in from West Coast, East Coast back to West Coast, they're going to actually stop in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mexico City is 7,500 feet above
yep.
sea level.
That makes sense.
They're going to acclimatise in Denver on the way back.
Really messed up a team a few years ago, actually.
Yeah. So they're going to stop in Denver. If they actually go to Red Rocks Amphitheatre. So Denver's at 5,280.
Mm-hmm.
And if they go to Red Rocks, I think that goes over 6. But Mexico's at 7.
Yeah.
So if the Rams don't do that, the 49ers are going to be all over them.
And last bit of NFL news that I have is the Vikings hiring at Seahawks assistant GM Nolan Teasley as their new GM.
Yes, I did see that. Yes. Did you want to talk about your beautiful Lions helmet reveal accident?
Well, we're not sure.
Well, we don't know, but it's a weird... That's a lot of helmets, though, to be just lying around for no reason.
Yeah, so we think our star edge rusher, Aiden Hutchinson, may have accidentally revealed the new rivalries uniform for the Lions on his Instagram when he was signing a bunch of helmets, which often players do before seasons for giveaways throughout the season to different fans. And they look quite cool.
They've got a very 50s
I quite like
sort
them.
Of diner vibe
yeah,
sort like of font
the fun
to them.
Scripts
yeah.
like graffiti. I quite like it. It looks, yeah. So I'm excited to see the rivalry uniform this year for the NFC North. So, yeah, that's the NFL. I think you will now.
Oh, no, I have two more.
You have two more?
I've
you're
more.
Covering the college.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so I'll just take over the rest of the show.
Yeah,
obviously, we've got to mention Josh Jacobs. We're not going to spend any time on it, but obviously that's massive for the Packers.
Yeah, 100%.
Massive. But also... And you know, I've been on Spice for a while, but since the Spice has kind of happened, Patriots and Eagles not on the same page around AJ Brown?
Trade value wise?
Yeah, not on the same page at all, apparently.
They would assume that the price would come down post June 1.
Yes.
Now it is June 1.
Well, no, there's not an intermediary in the middle. Maybe the price has gone up. But yes.
I still reckon he could be good over on the Rams or something.
I think he's fully all in. He's going somewhere. He ain't staying at the Eagles. Well, not after they've gone and took old mate. Mekhi Lemon or... No, was it Mekhi Lemon they took?
Didn't they say they literally officially said they are moving forward without J.J. Brown and all.
Yes. So there you go. Do you want me to take on some college news?
Yep, go for it.
Because we haven't had some college news for a bit of a while.
No, because it's been a bit quiet and confusing.
Of course... I'm going to go straight to the spice story.
Is it the SEC? I love spice.
No, well, there's two pieces of spice. There is the SEC guy saying that it's still by far the most relevant conference, and the Big Ten are like, you haven't won nothing for 3 years. What are you on about?
Yeah,
me as an SEC guy is going, well, that's because the SEC actually has a schedule, whereas the Big Ten play people that, like, maybe go to college one day a week or something like that.
As an Arkansas fan, I would say the SEC is very dominated by a few teams. They have a ton of money. And then there's us and the rest of us in the SEC.
I've told you, you can come and work. You can come to the purple side.
I'm quite happy with my horse.
Maybe that's why I've got purple carpet slippers. I'm all LSU'd up. But this took another level this week when Steve Sarkisian, the Texas head coach, said that they looked at Texas Tech's schedule and said that he could put his thirds out there and still go undefeated in the season, which drew huge ire from Texas Tech head coach Joey McGuire, who said, I tell you what, we'll pay your opponent and our opponent to back out. We'll take you on in week one. How about that? Could you imagine if the league allowed them to just go, do you know what? You have a win, you have a win. Here's a mill each. Let's go.
Well, because the Texas Hook'em, didn't he also insult Ole Miss as well this week with the basket weaving comment?
Oh, mate.
He actually went a lot.
Yeah, oh, he went all on it.
Please leave us alone in Arkansas. We're quite happy.
You just want to be quiet on your own.
Yes, and playing
defense. Your big game of the year when you come and play LSU and you try and win the boot and all that.
No, we haven't, because our in-state rivalry is actually quite big. Arkansas versus Arkansas State, that's quite a big game for us. I know, like, we often win, but in terms of, like, actual heat of rivalry, there is quite a lot.
I can just imagine college game day, if they had the choice between LSU, Alabama, and Arkansas State, they'd go in Arkansas, Arkansas State.
I'm just saying, for our team, it's a big deal.
That was such a LSU Big W comment, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you're an SEC team as well, right?
Yeah, so is Georgia.
Brendan Sorsby.
Yeah, that
embroiled in a gambling scandal.
Like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, though. You can't, you can't even pretend that was an accident.
Well, Texas Tech again. So, apparently made thousands of bets totaling at least $90,000, mm-hmm. including wagering on the Hoosiers at least 40 times while he played for them.
Yeah, you can't pretend it was an accident,
no,
or anything.
No, not 40 times.
But it wasn't an innocent, I didn't know one bet. It was genuine.
So the NCAA have officially denied his request for reinstatement, putting his playing future in serious jeopardy.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, that's a problem.
Also hope
that's
he gets the help he needs, because I would say that's probably leading towards a gambling addiction.
A big thing this week is the Big 12 announced it will air live replay review conversations directly to audiences during football games in the 2026 season.
Who's actually left in the Big 12, though? Like UCLA and...
Is it Colorado, maybe?
No, I don't think they're in the Big 12, aren't they?
Are they in the Mountain 12 or something like that? Aren't they in the Mountain
12? I don't know who's in the Big 12 now.
What happened? And then there's the college football playoff expansion debate, where Big 12 coaches are voting unanimously that they want a 24-team college football. The problem is college football won't finish till, like, April.
Did you see what Division 2 and Division 3 said? They're like, oh, we've been doing it for a while. Is there a problem that you can't work it out? That's like what the head of Division 2 said, and I was like, lol, that's so funny.
So, I don't know. I can't see how that... I mean, the playoffs are going to start. You'd have to start the season earlier. because you're going to completely impact the Christmas NFL schedule if you do that. Unless college football is going to have a crack at going up against the NFL.
They might. They play on Saturday.
And if you've got, you know, the big teams in there, you've got the Alabamas, the LSUs.
Oh, yeah, you'll have people watching.
People are going to go after that because the old alma mater thing has got massive.
Also, some of the Saturday games they put on are not that great.
No. Well, my new LSU friend who I met in a bar, wearing an LSU topper, which I went over and went, I don't suppose you're an LSU fan. Then I got the most American accent. It's like, I'd say so. I went there and I was like, whoa. But he reckons that first game of the season,
mm-hmm.
where College Game Day are going to be there against Clemson,
mm-hmm.
he said, oh, you want to go? It's going to probably cost you $1,200 US a ticket.
Oh, yeah. It'll be expensive.
Wow. $1,200 a ticket for a college football game. 102,500 people will be gracing Death Valley. So that is college news, unless you had some other news that you'd like me to explain.
No.
Let the games begin.
I just thought we should move on to that.
Thank
AFC.
You. That's kind of got some sci-fi feel about it. What is
Thank
that?
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
AFC. So last week, we assessed the NFC.
Yes, we did.
Which actually had quite a few views out there in YouTube land, I happen to notice.
I know.
So we'll find out this week, if we do AFC, whether we've got more AFC fans or more NFC fans.
Should we start with the AFC
Should we
West?
Reveal? Well, we could do, because we have both decided to dress for the AFC West.
I know.
And for me, these are two most fascinating teams in that division.
The Raiders.
The Raiders. You.
Well, you know how I feel about the Chargers and the offense that I'm excited to see. And then there's also a new defensive coordinator there that I kind of was like, oh yeah, I forgot they got a new DC because their DC moved to be head coach of the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think anyone's talking about him either.
No, and I kind of look at the Chargers and I kind of go, oh, I'm not really sure they're going to be much different to last year.
No, I think
they're going to be highly competitive.
I think their run game's going to be a hell of a lot better than last year, which I'm so excited to see.
I don't understand why last year wasn't better with the players they got.
The offensive line, the guards.
Yeah.
Because they got Najee Harris, who's an inside the tackle runner. Your guards aren't good. Your whole offensive line got decimated by injury. Yeah, your running game's not going to be great. And Omari and Hampton lasted like six games and he was gone.
He was gone, yeah.
So, yeah.
So I think the Chargers, yeah, they could easily be another 10-win team.
Oh, 100%. I just don't think they're going anywhere.
The Chiefs is really going to come down to Mahomes.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I have. What will Patrick Mahomes look like coming back off his ACL injury? And can the defense get back to where they were? Because that's actually what won them the last two Super Bowls, was defense.
I mean, I guess,
because you got rid of Byron Cook, and you got rid of Trent McDuffie. You brought in your LSU player, Mansoor Delane.
Mansoor Delane is right, yeah.
And Gilman, who's a good pickup because he's a good back-end safety to replace Byron Cook. So, yeah, I think it would be interesting because then you also have what appears to be them shifting back to the run game with the addition of Kenneth Walker, which will hopefully take some stress off Mahomes. And then you have the return of Eric Bieniemy, which I also think is quite a big deal because he's quite disciplinary, so I think that will get the fun out, knocked out of the Chiefs for a bit. But
yeah, that disciplinary stuff, as we see with who's old mate at the Patriots? The offensive coordinator, McDaniel. Josh McDaniel. Like, that works for like an hour and a half and then people get tired of it.
Yes, but he's not head coach.
I know, but he's like,
because Bieniemy has worked before for the Chiefs.
He has worked before, yes.
He always has worked for the Chiefs when he's come back, so yeah. Do you think we'll see a Justin Fields package? I think we might.
Well, I think they're going to try different things. I mean, Andy Reid is probably one of the top five coaches in the NFL, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah.
And he's always got something different. Going back to your defense stuff, really sees where Chris Jones goes, because he really had a down season last year.
Yeah, I have that. He's declined a lot. Yes. You got Peter Woods, so hopefully that will pick it up, because you're reliant, because you just said he was the highest paid defensive tackle this year.
And he's signed through 28 as well, so if you're on a decline,
yeah,
you're committed to that for another three seasons.
Because they have really rejigged their defense, because you've got, Mason Thomas in the draft, you have Kaya Elam, Alohi Gilman, Yeah, you've actually really replaced some of the key defensive players there.
And we talked about it. They never really went out and got a Kelce replacement.
No, and that's weird. And they also, their wide receiver room, not that great.
No.
Like, I really think they need to add another wide receiver. They've got rumours of Stephon Diggs maybe there, or I've just forgotten the name of the Commanders guy. Came from the 49ers, went to Commander. Debo Samuel,
yeah.
Those are the rumours, and I think they do. They need to pick up another wide receiver, especially with Rashee Rice currently in prison.
Yes. And didn't Mahomes get his knee injury by running? So they've got to do something.
Yeah.
If Mahomes doesn't come back 100%, if Jones is on a genuine slide,
yeah,
and Kelce
is
on the decline, then
I think they need to get another wide receiver in there, but I think it's going to be a heavy run game.
I think so.
Heavy, heavy run game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
So that's them. And then the Raiders.
Yes.
Now, look, I don't think they're going to win the division, right? And they may finish last, but they've made some big moves. I mean, arguably, the last year or so, I mean, he got injured last year. Brock Bowers has probably been one of the best, if not best, tight ends. Ashton Gentry.
Best pass-catching tight end,
because
he does not really block.
No.
So, like, all-around tight end? No.
No, but, like, he's paid to catch touchdowns, right? And then Ashton Gentry, they've got a better line, so he can hopefully get more than 1.8 yards per. And then, of course, they're going to have this quarterback little thing cracking off where Cousins is probably going to start, but then how quick before they unleash Mendoza? And
I think it's going to take him a while to get up to scratch because, like we've discussed previous weeks, Mendoza is not an under-center.
No.
And, like, Kubiak's scheme is very heavy under-center play-action pass. I also think they need to do something with the wide receiver room because, sorry, when you look at the names in that wide receiver room, absolutely none of them scare you.
I thought they would have done better in the draft.
Yeah.
And could have done better in the draft.
But
I mean, obviously, they took Mendoza at one, which was, yeah.
I was surprised how little they did on offense because they actually, their defense, they really went out and they got some good players. They got Quiddy Pay from the Colts, N'Kobe Dean, Quay Walker. Like, they got, and then they picked up Jim McCoy, who hopefully his knee will be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I kind of like, their defense could be quite interesting because you also have Max Crosby back.
Yes.
Like, so you've got some good players there, and their defense did play hard in places last year. So, yeah. I just don't think they'll,
I mean, what did they win last year? Four games, something like that. It was three, wasn't it? I think they're going to at least double that. I think they're going to win at least seven.
I think the interesting thing will be the fact that there's really no one to pass to outside Brock Bowers.
And that's kind of been their thing for the last couple of years, right? I mean, they lost Devontae Adams and people. So they've had good receivers.
Yeah, they just haven't used them. But, yeah, also they have one of the hardest schedules.
But then they do, yeah. And then you move to the Broncos, who you've been highly critical on about having no run game. And
yeah, that's my only question. I have a very few questions for the Broncos. Will the running game be improved this year? And what will Bo Nix look like? Those are my only two questions.
Well, again, Bo Nix is coming off double surgery.
Yeah. Those are my only two questions.
And the thing is, they went all in on everybody else on the fact they were paying cheap for a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't just now go and pivot to, and we know that there's no one out there. So, I mean, Bo Nix has got to be better, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't bad. I mean, when you look at his stats for wins in first two seasons of a quarterback, he pretty much stands alone.
But the other thing is, Davis Webb is now calling plays.
That's right. That's going to be the real interesting. We talked about their start.
Mm.
Like, their start, their games, you've got Kansas who were, disproportionately 6-11, whatever they were last year. And then their next six games, the teams are 750 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, it would be crazy if Peyton then goes, say they start 3-4.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the play calling about this isn't working.
You
it's like,
hang on.
That's arguably one of the hardest schedules in the history of the NFL. Oh, yeah. Because unfortunately, Sean Payton, that's his style, right?
Yeah.
And
then the defense is almost, besides Dre Greenlaw loss, which wasn't much of a loss because they didn't really use him, the defense is pretty much remaining the same and they didn't lose Vance Joseph. So
no. You
would assume the defense will just run it back looking good.
I think so.
So it's really just offense. Can you do it?
Yeah. I mean, they've got similar offensive line as well, like McGlinchey and Bowles.
Yeah, their offensive line was fine, which was weird because you couldn't run the ball. Like, Oh, my God.
But then there's an offensive line protecting the quarterback, and there's an offensive line blocking.
No, but they do actually have some good guards who can pull and do some
absolutely,
running.
Absolutely, but so it didn't happen.
You just run?
But is it because they just don't have good enough running backs?
Yes.
I was surprised they didn't go a bit more Breece Hall. Go out and take a top-end running back.
I was too. That was my one thing. My one thing, just get a running back.
And they went and took some more in the draft, but then they've also got RJ Harvey. They've brought back... who did they bring back?
I know who you're talking about. He's always injured.
Yes, that's the one.
Who
came from the Chargers or something like that.
Ravens and Chargers.
Why can't I think of his name? Josh Jacobs keeps going through my mind, but it's not that. I'm sure it starts with a J or something.
It does.
It'll come back. So anyway, it's going to be... it's probably one of the hardest divisions in football.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will be even harder this year because the Ravens will be improved.
Yep.
I don't think anyone's winning 14 in that division this year.
No, because they've also
facing... Because the Chiefs will be better as well.
They're also facing hard division.
That's right, yes.
So, yeah. The Chargers, we touched on them a bit.
Yeah.
Will their O-line be better? And will their new OC and DC deliver?
Those are really the only questions for them, right?
Yeah.
Justin Herbert.
You could have probably
still can't
got a better,
do it postseason. No.
You could have probably got a bit some another wide receiver maybe. You might get Keenan Allen back again, and then I think you'll find there. So yeah, it's just can you actually deliver? Because
I think the team's winning that division with 12. I don't think anyone's getting anywhere near 14 this year.
Should we go? Okay, so you said something interesting. You said the most interesting division is AFC North. I actually think most interesting division is AFC South.
Oh. So, no, I think the South is going to be an absolute dead squid.
Shall we cut even and go East then?
Okay, let's bin it. But then the East to me is a boring division. It's going it is going to be like the Spanish Premier League. It's going to be the same as the Scottish Premiership. It's a two-team division this year.
I don't even know if it's a two-team division because the Patriots, you said, and like I looked it up when I got home, the coach looks broken.
Vrabel looked broken. I mean, he can build back. I don't know whether he's trying to give some humility and he's trying to just really talk down, hope that the press don't ask him more questions. I mean, the good news is on that front, that story has disappeared. There's nothing really coming through now. There's no new stuff.
The only thing
that's going to happen is if Rossini comes out and does this interview. That's the only thing that's going to really lie. Or the paternity test happens. But again, all disappeared at the moment.
The other thing, though, the O-line, have they fixed it? Because, I'm sorry, they had, as you kept saying, time and time again last season, they had quite an easy schedule. This year, they're facing a really hard schedule. Your offensive line of what you had last year absolutely cannot hold up at all. Absolutely not.
And we saw it in the Super Bowl, right? Drake May just got run out of town. He just started looking absolutely terrified by the second quarter.
And can they psychologically recover from that? Because that was a big defeat, and it's really how will May bounce back? Hopefully the coach is fine. And their offensive line, because their defense was good, and I say, like, they have tried to fix the offensive line. They drafted Caleb Lomu, they got Elijah Vera Tucker. But yeah, you kind of go, I hope that's enough.
They've got good offensive weapons.
Yeah, they do have weapons.
Running back, wide receiver, yeah. So I think they've got the weapons. Drake May, of course, was incredibly accurate. High accuracy.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He's a good quarterback. I just hope he's not broken from that Super Bowl, because it was bad.
I mean, do you remember what happened to Cam Newton when he lost that Super Bowl 50 against Denver? He was broke.
Yeah.
Didn't fall on the ball, didn't kind of like, yeah.
You worry that could happen again.
But Drake May is a big guy, and he's pretty sturdy, and he's took a lot of hits, and he hasn't really got badly injured on the back of it.
No.
And if they...
But sometimes the mental things are worse than actually the physical things.
But what's going to be interesting is the Bills. Obviously, end of an era. Sean McDermott gone. Josh Allen kind of...
You better deliver.
You got to deliver, right?
Yep. Joe Brady, you got to deliver. You don't actually have any leeway. It's similar to almost the Steelers and the Ravens when we're talking about the AFC North. Those three head coaches, absolutely no leeway. You better bloody win.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean, Joe Brady's been successful.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the offensive coordinator on the LSU team that had the greatest offense in college football. And I know that sounds biased, but they were the greatest offense in college football history.
And it'll be interesting. He's back with DJ Moore, DJ Moore had great seasons with him down at the Panthers. So that will be a fun, hopefully, reunion.
Yes.
But, yeah.
So the Bills, I mean,
I'm a bit concerned.
There's
about
a little slot of light at the end of that door, just closing a little bit on Josh Allen.
I'm concerned about the offensive line because they actually declined last year, and that used to be a strength for them.
And the thing with Josh Allen, he's a big guy like Cam Newton, but it caught up Cam Newton in the end.
Yeah,
you can only keep taking those big hits for so long.
We had a fractured foot.
Well, it's like the old Caleb Williams thing. It's like, do less.
Yeah.
But the problem is, that's his game.
Yes, that is his game.
That's his game.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what he is, late 20s now, something like that.
He's 30.
30. You just cannot keep getting pounded like that.
Nah. It's interesting as well. So they are almost completely changing their defensive scheme.
Yeah.
So that actually sometimes takes time, because you come sometimes, similar to what happened to the Cowboys last year, when you're changing defensive scheme, you have the wrong players on your roster. Therefore, it could look really bad. So that's interesting, because they're doing like a complete change with new defensive coordinator Jim Leonard. So, you kind of go, oh no, will it be similar to... Because what's interesting as well is you have almost the exact same situation as the Cowboys last year, where you have the offensive coordinator that gets promoted to head coach, brings in a DC. DC's changing the whole defensive. Is the same? Is it going to repeat again?
Yeah.
Because it's not like they do. They have brought in talent. They have Bradley Chubb, but he's often injured.
And he's kind of moving on the age scale.
They brought in two older safeties in CJ, GJ, and Geno Stone. On the defense, I'm quite concerned about the Bills' defense, because that's a lot of change. It's a lot of turnover. They lost, they lost about five good starters on defense. Shaq Thompson, Matt Milano, AJ Panessa, Joey Bosa.
It's interesting. The Patriots could win that division again, even with that schedule.
Yeah, 100%.
And the Bills, I mean, the Dolphins and the Jets.
Okay, should we just quickly go over the Dolphins?
Go on, yeah.
Absolutely. Do you know all I have? Lots of new faces in the front office. Does anyone know who each other are? They just got name tags.
That's right, yeah. Do you know when we used to go to the theatre and we used to stand in a circle and go, does everybody know who everybody is? No.
No.
Okay, let's go around the circle and introduce ourselves.
And then the draft where they brought in like 50 new players? Jeez.
I know. You know my view on them in the draft. I thought they should have, like, built some capital and gone in bigger names, third round, second round, and just gone and got bigger players.
A few picks. I liked Chris Johnson, Jacob Rodriguez, Chris Bell, Michael Taft. Those are the picks I liked. Yeah. Of the, like, 20 picks they
The
picked.
First pick they made, I thought they way overreached for that.
Caden Proctor.
For Caden Proctor.
It will be completely interesting. I don't have many expectations for the Dolphins' offense. I think it's quite good. Jacob Rodriguez can learn from Jordan Brooks, who is a very underrated linebacker. And, yeah, good luck, Dolphins.
Who's the QB? Is it Malik Willis?
Yeah, it's Malik Willis.
Yeah. Oh, who I actually quite liked last year.
Oh, yeah.
But, again, new coaching staff.
New everything.
It's just...
Everything is new.
I mean, they really could be 2-15.
Oh, 100%. It's
they could either
so
be
new.
7-10 or 2-15.
It's ridiculous.
But they ain't winning more than 6 or 7.
Jets, my biggest question. Aaron Glenn, you actually have a good roster. Can you deliver? Because you have a completely new coaching staff, and if you don't deliver, goodbye.
You are the only man left in the room, right?
Yep.
So you got to go. If it's done well, you got to go. I've got huge doubts over him. Whenever I see him on the sideline, he looks completely out of his depth.
Because when you look at the roster of the Jets, actually a pretty good roster.
I thought they were in for a slow rebuild. And when I looked at, you know, my draft prediction of whether they went for David Bailey or Arvell Reese, I was like, if it's a slow build, they're going for Reese because he's got the highest ceiling. But they went Bailey, and I went, nah, they're on a win it now.
Yeah, because they also, Geno Smith should hopefully deliver some sort of consistent quarterback play that's better than last year. I don't think that's very...
Well, Geno Smith last year. Ooh.
But I don't think you're asking very much in terms of what the Jets quarterback play was last year. The defense has been reworked a lot. The main question is Aaron Glenn.
And that's Glenn's sweet spot, right, is the defense.
Yeah, so you better deliver.
You got to deliver. He has to win 8 to keep his job, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
He has to win 8.
Shall we move on to the AFC North for you?
Yeah, let's do it.
Shall we start with the easy one? I think the easy one, the Steelers.
Yeah.
Steelers, I still don't understand the Aaron Rodgers thing, because it feels like if you don't make it to a Super Bowl, it's a waste. And I don't think they're making it to a Super Bowl, but it's a waste of what is a very good roster.
Well, they've got TJ Watt still there. They've brought in head coach McCarthy.
Yep.
Mike McCarthy. I'm surprised McCarthy didn't put his own guy in there. But if you looked at the Steelers, they had so few options. Where were they going to go for quarterback?
No, but just like,
they're not taking Geno Smith. They're not taking Kyler Murray.
You should have traded for someone.
I know, but if you look at Kyler Murray, if you look at Tua Tagovailoa, you look at like Geno Smith, they are not Steelers quarterbacks,
right? But you should have traded for someone.
But who are you going to trade for?
Well, I put out my thing, but I think you should have. I think you should have gone in big and traded for someone because you're just not good at drafting QBs. So I think you should have gone and got one.
Oh, you were like on the.
I was on the Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts Express.
Oh,
that's
God,
right.
I would love Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow, yeah.
In the Steelers, but yeah, and also this is going to be my other question for the Ravens. The Steelers and the Ravens defense past 2 years have not played well.
No.
That is what they're known for. Those two cities better get back to playing defense because otherwise what are you doing?
So but your mate Todd Monken, like, you love his press conferences.
They're
right?
So funny with the Browns. Oh, he's funny. He's great.
But you can't go in there first time head coach and then hang poop all over the team.
Yep.
Yeah, no wonder our fans are unhappy. I mean, it's great like value for people to watch.
I think Todd Monken's only there for a year, and I think he knows it.
But who's coming in after?
I don't know, but I seriously think he knows he's only there for a year, and he's just going to absolutely go and get
it. I mean, really, he's got to win 10, right?
He's got to keep his job. Yeah, it's going to... Look, I actually think the Browns... We talked about this not last week, but the week before. I actually think the Browns could weirdly just casually... Because the Steelers and the Ravens, if they don't deliver a good defense... You could easily see them not going well and it could all explode because who the hell knows? You've got new everything. What if the Browns just came out on top of that? I would love it for them. I would love it for their fans.
Their question mark is quarterback. Yeah. Apart from that, the Browns have got...
actually good.
They've got the best in Myles Garrett. They've got some good weapons.
Completely new offensive line that works.
They drafted really, really well.
Yep, again. Hopefully Quinshon Judkins returns healthy. They've got a good running back. Browns... Please deliver, because you can.
Well, the Bengals are going to hang 40 on everybody again this year, but it's whether they can actually defend.
Yes, and they've gone very heavy.
I'm surprised they kept Zach Taylor as well. I am really surprised.
I'm not surprised, just historically they've always done that. They just wait till the end of the contract, because they're quite tight on money, so they don't want to pay two contracts. So I was not surprised, given their history.
You could really coin toss that division.
Oh, you could.
I mean, after 100%. What happened with the Bengals last year, you have no faith.
I have zero faith. I know their defense is completely renewed and they've added like 5 or 6 great players from different teams. But oh my God, it was so bad last year. And I know that people are like, it slowly got better towards the end of the year. And I'm like, nah, it just got slightly better, but you can't, like, worse on worse. Like, it was terrible.
Yeah, they were giving up 38 points. Now they're only giving up 31. They're amazing.
Oh, so hopefully you can get something working for the Bengals.
Do you want to go to the division that you're most excited about?
The South.
You are so excited about this division, and I have zero excitement about this division. This is probably my least excitable... I don't know, the AFC East, I'm not very excited about that either. But I'm not overly excited about this division.
Okay, let me run through this very quickly.
Go on, let's give it your best.
CJ Stroud in the offense, are you going to deliver in year two with Kaylee? Because if you don't deliver, that is a complete waste. Waste of a defense. I was a bit confused they didn't get any more pass catches, but they've got Tank Dell hopefully returning after his horrific
injury. Yeah.
So I hope he does really well. So building on strength from the defense, because I think they were like, oh well, hopefully the offense delivers. Colts, oh my God, can they stay healthy and will they fall off a cliff? Because that's my only question. Colts, can you finish a season? All the other questions of like, will Jones and Pierce be worth the money? All of that, but actually, can you just finish a season? Because you haven't for the last 4 years under Gannon, so you better bloody do one now.
Well, Gannon's on the hot seat, surely.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Got to be.
So is
Jones injury prone.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Backed up by Anthony Richardson because they couldn't get rid of him because no one wanted him.
Oh, the whole thing.
At what point is someone going to realise that quarterbacks playing 15 games in college does not translate to the NFL?
I don't know. Should we go to the Jaguars?
If you look at some of the most successful quarterbacks... Joe Burrow in college for a long time.
Oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels.
Bo Nix in college for a long time.
Jaden Daniels
in college for a long time.
Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, that's a big cliff they could fall off.
Yes. So I'm very concerned about their defense because I think Kevin Elliott The Jaguars defense towards the end of last year was a really good defense. The potential they've lost some good players there, Devin Lloyd to the Panthers. So I'm worried that's going to fall off a cliff. I'm also like, what have you done to Brian Thomas Jr.?
Yep.
And what he's done. And Trevor Lawrence, will you ever be Trevor Lawrence, who everyone expected? Because I'm still waiting for it. No, he hasn't. That
he
was
didn't.
A deep fake.
Ah, damn it. And I thought we were going to have some Samson type biblical.
No. CJ Stroud has cut his hair, though. Yeah. He cut his hair.
But so didn't they lose Etienne as well?
Yeah, they lost Etienne. I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know what's
Absolutely
going on
no
there.
Idea. The Jaguars, I think.
Liam Cohen has got, like, he could go from whatever they were. What were they, 13-4 or something?
Yeah, they won the division. They won the AFC South. I think they're going to go from first to worst.
I don't know about worst Titans.
No, so I actually reckon.
I'm still not
Titans,
sold on old quarterback, mate. I'm still not
sold on
him.
No, so the Titans, I'm completely sold on the
Cam
defense.
Ward.
I'm completely sold on their defense. And you know how I feel about defense. Oh. So let me go. Completely remade defensive line, like completely remade, and it's going to be so good with Jeffrey Simmons like anchoring it in the middle. Then you've got loss of Okwonkwo is quite big because he was a good tight end safety blanket for Cam Ward. I am trying to be very fast.
That's fine.
And then I'm just liking what I'm seeing from the Titans. I think they're going to be much improved from last year. I do think it'll be interesting to see how Dable develops Ward because he did actually do a relatively good job with Jackson Dart, so that will be interesting. So I'm excited.
He did a good job with
and surprised they didn't get a running back.
Bills. Josh Allen. He did
too.
A great job with Josh Allen.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited to see that development. But yeah, I was surprised they didn't get another running back because Tony Pollard is getting obviously slightly older.
Yeah, Colts concerns. Titans, I think, are 2 years away. And I think there's question marks over Cam Ward still. Accuracy was very average last year.
I just for the amount of hits he took and the actual atrociousness he was in. Also, because
it's a good job he's a big guy because he was taking Joe Burrow style hits.
Because the head coach kind of just gave up in week 2.
Brian.
No, it wasn't Brian. That was the...
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? The old Titans coach. What was his name? God, we forgot him already.
Because his dad was the offensive line coach.
Yes.
He also left... Like, the whole thing was just terrible. Was it Callahan?
Yeah, Brian Callahan.
Yeah. It was just terrible from the start. I really don't think Cam Ward had any luck.
I think he could be right in the Jags. I think they could go... But then the Colts, I don't know.
The Colts are just, I can't even with the Colts.
And that ownership thing's all weird now with Ursay's daughter and everything. It was all a great story for 8 weeks and then until it wasn't.
No, see, what I find interesting, she's been on the sideline for years, so I know that was a big thing, but I don't really think, she's been on the sideline for years. It was well blown out of proportion and well sexist in terms of its arguments for it. So I was like, I'm having none of that.
Well, I think it's going to be interesting. When we get to our predictions, it's going to be very interesting to see what we think is going to happen in each division. And we'll start breaking those down in the next few weeks. So, we are going to feature many names that have been featured in this show already tonight. And while we were sat at the lunch table today,
yes,
you turned round to me today and went, Monday Night Showdown, are you going to do this to me?
Yes,
damn right!
Okay,
because after my pathetic effort, and you could see it on YouTube last week, where I didn't even grasp the concept after 8 explanations from GT.
Did you watch Blind Rex?
I couldn't watch it. It was so...
No, but did you watch other people's before you asked me to do it?
I'm just coming in cold.
Okay, cool, let's go.
I butchered the recipient of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to butcher the deliverer of it. So after my pathetic effort of trying to even understand the basic concept of blind marking...
We're doing defense.
I've done DT's idea and giving listeners the chance to hear how blind marking really works. As we know, DT is a huge fan of the D! Yes. So tonight, we are blind marking D. I went on Google and went, what is the most important position of the defense? You think what?
I'm going to go with, they're going to say middle linebacker if it was the quarterback of the defense.
It said edge rushers.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Oh, damn. Edge rushers. I'm going to give you 5 edge rushers.
Can I ask, are they in the game right now or is this all time?
No, they're in the game now.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was just checking.
No, I'm not doing
before
that
you give me some random person from the 90s, and I'll be like...
1953 team.
I mean, I don't know who that is, but... Okay.
Yeah, like in baseball. Yeah, yeah, Babe Ruth and... Yeah, no.
Yeah, so these are all present.
No, they're all present and correct.
Let's go. Have you done all Arkansas or something?
No,
okay.
No, they're all top 5 edge rushers.
Cool, let's go.
In there. Will Anderson Jr.
2. Mm-hmm.
You're typing them in?
Yeah, okay. I'm typing them in, so.
Aiden Hutchinson.
I have a 4 or 5. I'm going to go 5.
Okay. So what have you got at the minute? 2 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Micah Parsons.
4.
You were very certain about that.
Yep.
TJ
I'm very worried.
Watt.
Okay, 3.
Number one?
There has to be. Who?
Max Crosby.
I'm all right with it.
Would you say Max Crosby's better than all of those?
Okay, so if I was to redo it now, I would probably...
Were you waiting for...
No, I didn't know
who
you
had. The Cleveland Browns?
No, I
wasn't
sure.
Because I did have him there, and then I went, no, because I reckon that DT's going to wait for him to come. And
I didn't actually think you had him.
I was going to lie.
I didn't actually think you had him. I always thought you might actually do the other Texans edge rusher.
Yes, Daniil Hunter. I was going to have 7 because I was going to put...
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't I remember his name from the bloody Browns?
Miles Garrett,
that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was going to have Daniil Hunter, and I was going to go for 7.
That's where I was like, oh, God, have you put Daniil Hunter? Because
I
would
was
put Will Anderson
Daniil Hunter.
Above Daniil Hunter. But yeah. I think Will Anderson is growing as a pass rusher. I've always loved Max Crosby's absolute grind. Like, he just goes after every single play. I enjoy watching that. So if this was, like, my all-watching list, I would say, yeah, because TJ Watt, I love that he forced fumbles. Like, that's a really good skill to have.
Which is the record that Garrett took, wasn't it?
No, because he matched for the sacks.
Yeah, for the sacks.
Yeah, so he matched the Giants guy whose name I've forgotten, but he has a gap in his teeth.
Oh, yes, Strahan. Michael Strahan. Sorry, that's right.
I don't know why that's his
name. Wasn't Watt like half a sack or something behind them or something?
No, so he matched it and then yeah, Miles Garrett broke it. So I would say I'm pretty happy. I'm happy we're for Aiden Hutchinson because I think sometimes he's a bit one-note in his rushing.
He's good, though.
He's good. He's really good. I would say he would really benefit from a person opposite him. Similar to how I don't think Will Anderson Jr. would have got as good as he has without Daniil Hunter. So I think, Aiden Hutchinson is someone who's a partner. I think TJ Watt has been greatly helped by the partners that he's had. He's had Nick Kerbig. He's had, I've forgotten the other outside linebacker name, who's also very good, Highsmith.
Yeah.
So I think Aiden Hutchinson's kind of hindered by that because he's always facing the double teams. And then Micah Parsons, I think, he's a really good edge rusher. He's very good power. He's good.
I mean...
I wouldn't say...
When he left for Cowboys, you saw it.
You saw it, but sometimes I think Micah Parsons as the star is better than Micah Parsons actually on the field. Because sometimes I find that Micah Parsons doesn't play 100% of the game, if that makes sense.
Well, he's absent.
Yeah, sometimes he just isn't there. He's on the field, but he's not really doing anything.
I mean, it's really interesting when you look at this, right? Hutchinson, serious injury. Parsons, serious injury. Mm-hmm. Watt?
Injury.
Injury. Yeah. Crosby, question mark after the Ravens.
Yep.
What are we going to get out of Crosby next season? Obviously, is he going to be at the Raiders?
So going back, I would probably put Will Anderson Jr. as 1 over Max Crosby, but I'm pretty happy with it where this has ended up in terms of, I think I can argue it. Micah Parsons, TJ Watt, I think you could go 3 or 4. You could change them, but...
It was really interesting because I was wondering how long you were going to leave number one. Because that's always the one, right? You go and place someone at 1. You go cornerbacks and then you go and bring someone. And then you go, oh, 1.
I always
and
think
then
it's...
you go, Patrick Surtain. You go, oh, no.
I always think it's fun when you leave the 1 because then you're stuck. Because whatever bloody name you say is 1.
I so wish at the bottom I'd have had, the worst edge rusher in the
funny.
NFL. Yeah,
that
of course.
Is good. Yeah. Yeah.
But
Crosby, I
didn't know how you'd feel about him given... The shenanigans. I mean, there's no doubt about how great he is. No, not by him. As a matter of fact, he was quite...
He was
what the hell was going on? He was just weirded out by it, right?
I don't think him as a player. I think the main... That was just strange. The whole situation was weird. I hope he doesn't have anything very wrong with his knee. I hope it was just teams being weird. But you never know. I thought it was interesting. I thought you maybe put Trey Hendrickson on after his...
I was tempted. There was honourable mention. Daniil Hunter was there. Obviously, Miles Garrett was there.
I thought you might
Trey
have
Hendrickson
there.
Was there. So I was kind of thinking about that. So you were very sure on some of those, which was great.
Yeah.
So.
I love Will Anderson. I think he's just growing as a player.
I tell you what, I'm just going to try and buy you a Texans defense poster you are just so gushing over the Texans
I thought about wearing my Texans defense hat, but I didn't. But you know, I have got my Texans hat.
You are, yeah.
Houston, H-Town.
People will think that you're a Houston Texans fan, you know.
I will 100% love to go to a Houston game. If anyone wants to sponsor us to go to Houston, I will.
I'm down. I'll be there as well.
Take some barbecue.
But that's our show.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Be back next week. Get on all those socials. My name's Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
And we'll see you back here for some more at 6:30 next Monday.
Our diverse